Welcome to This Woman Can, the Women's Leadership Podcast and your source of information related to women's leadership, female entrepreneurship, personal success and career advancement. I'm your host, Janice Sutherland, Executive Coach, Leadership Development Expert and the author of This Woman Can, the No Bullshit Guide for Women Who Lead. And now, this week's episode. Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of This Woman Can. I do hope wherever you are in the world that you are okay as we navigate this new normal. Now, this week I wanted to talk about our, I suppose, attitude or our how we approach, how we're all dealing with this really new situation. And there's been a very hotly, certainly in my social media, online debate about a meme that is really related to working from home in the current pandemic environment. Now, you've probably seen it bouncing around on social media, because I've seen it quite a few times, which basically says, if you don't come out of this quarantine with a new skill, your side hustle started, more knowledge, you never lacked time, you lacked discipline. Now, it might seem innocuous, but in essence, it's really saying if you haven't developed your dream career, passed that degree you promised yourself, or learned how to tap dance, you're a bit of a loser. And in the current climate, it might be a little tone deaf. And on reading it, you might even start second guessing yourself and what you're doing right now. Are you doing enough? Are you really wasting an opportunity? Now, this really played with me, and to be honest, I'm really in two camps on this. With my first being that you can only really speak for yourself, as you really have no idea what other people or some people are going through. Some people have already experienced the loss of a loved one with no chance to properly mourn under the current regime. Some people have lost their jobs. Some are paranoid due to the number of people getting infected every day. And I'll be honest and share with you that my husband was placed under mandatory quarantine after an overseas trip. He hustled himself to get back. Even though his trip was scheduled, we were kind of tentative as to would he get back or wouldn't he. So he was already booked on the flight. There were only a few people on the flight when he got on it. And yes, he navigates, all he had to do, the hoops he had to go through. But when he landed back here on Ireland in Antigua, he was put straight into mandatory quarantine. I wasn't notified. If he hadn't told me what was going on, I wouldn't have known. This really added to my stress, as there was so much that unknown. As I said, we didn't know it was going to happen. He was transported with persons from New York, which at the time was the epicenter of the US, and we're obviously unable to see each other, as our only contact is by phone. And with the rest of my family living overseas, I'm just happy if me and my family can make it through this storm in good health and sound mind. I'll consider it a blessing and an accomplishment. However, on the flip side, on the other hand, I really do view it as an opportunity. And in that respect, to take time to reflect on my own futures, really give me a chance to stop, as we would say, Harlem, pull up, and just sit down and look back and reflect. Look at all I'd already planned. I'd planned a lot of activity. I had speaking gigs booked, and they've all been cancelled. And the question for me is, how do I yet again pirouette in my career? What do I do? How do I address this? And as I said, yes, I said again, because if we look carefully, and how do I pirouette this again? Because if we look carefully, we have all faced adversity in some form, in some fashion, in various degrees throughout our lives, survived from poor relationships, bad marriages, lost jobs. We have all been through some sort of adversity where we rebounded from and our resiliency came through. So that proves that we have what it takes to face adversity. So don't let anyone who doesn't have to deal with the consequences of your actions shame you into doing something you're not ready to do. But do acknowledge that at some point You're really going to have to pirouette, pivot, and have a plan B, C, D, maybe all the way through the alphabet to Z, and be ready for that. Because it takes courage to do what feels right for you, even during this uncertain time. So that's just my views on the situation and where we are right now. And I hope that helps you kind of gather some thought processes, some have a think about where it is you want to be in what's happening right now. Now, if you do need additional support, you want to some more people to talk to, some more growth-minded, just to pose or pitch some questions about what do I do next? What do I do? What does it look like? Just join us online in the online network, the online community of This Woman Can. Head over to www.thiswomancan.coach. Sign up is free. There's lots of information there, lots of ways you can find help, community, support. Pose your questions. And take it from there. So remember, in this uncertain time, if I can, you can. This woman can. Take care. Until next time. Hi, it's Janice. Thanks for being a supporter of the podcast. But have you joined the This Woman Can community online? It's where ambitious women can share experiences, strategies, and insights that equip and inspire them to build their career success, maximize their leadership, and make an impact in their world. And it's free. Join today. Visit www.thiswomancan.coach. Look forward to meeting you there.